Olé, olé, it's go time!
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. The show will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Welcome to Dave's Disney View Podcast, provided on our own version of the information highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold onto the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. Dave's Disney View is a look at the Walt Disney World Resort and sometimes beyond, as seen through the eyes of Dave, a frequent visitor, a one-time cast member, and an engineer who simply enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. Now, please keep your party together and put on your virtual mouse ears. And by all means, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. How is everybody doing? You know, a couple of podcasts ago, Kurt and I talked about some of the fun things you could do at Walt Disney World. And there's one fun thing that you can no longer do at Walt Disney World, but I thought it merited a little attention. And that is to go to see the Country Bears Jamboree, their holiday hoedown. It was a lot of fun. And before I get to that, let me back up in history a little bit. The Country Bear Jamboree is an original attraction that was at Walt Disney World. It opened when the park opened in October of 1971, and it's the first major attraction that was reused and re-brought to other theme parks after it was opened at Disney World. So Disney World got it in 1971, Disneyland didn't get it until 1972, and Tokyo Disneyland got it in 1979. So Disney World had this one first. It's the claim to fame that Disney World has for the first attraction that they built there first and moved to other locations. It's a fun little show, kind of taking a romp through the country song genre and having some fun with the bears, kind of having a hoedown and really having a good time. And it's a lot of fun. If you've never seen the show, it's really a good time. A couple of times along the way, they've made some modifications to it. At one point, they had put a vacation hoedown that replaced the show for some period of time while the country bears were on vacation. And that show, I didn't think was as much fun. There's something kitschy about the original show that I'm glad that they brought back. But anyway, in 1984, Disney decided to create a holiday hoedown where it would be a sort of a Christmas spectacular and they would have some fun with the show. And they actually repeated this show. They copied it, cloned it, and put it over in Tokyo Disneyland and Disneyland as well. So the show existed in all three parks during the holiday season, and it was a lot of fun to see the show. So what I'd like to do now is present the audio from that show that I recorded at one point during a visit to the parks. Now, I apologize in advance. The audio quality isn't as great as some of the other stuff I've got going on. Some of the newer technology really allows for some really great audio recordings. This was back on an old cassette player.
Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very... Well, I don't see why he always gets to sing.
Hold the phone there, boys. Where's your Christmas spirit? Sorry, folks. Gomer, let's show 'em how it's done. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yep. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Howdy, folks, and welcome to this special Christmas celebration at the good old Country Bear Jamboree. The snow's softly falling, the stockings are hung, and coming from the kitchen, there's the sweet smell of turkey and yams.
Mm-hmm.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that'll be on your own front door. Ladies and gents, the
I think I'm gonna sing.
The time for sitting idols in the summer or the spring.
Yeah. We're making tracks in the snow. Everything is rosy.
Baby, if you stay inside, I'll be calling.
to come on over and try out this here mistletoe.
Carol being sung by a choir, know it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Why, thank you, Henry. Y'all want to come up and sign my cast?
Sammy, help me out here.
Sure thing, Henry. Now you folks join right in if you've a mind to.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Carry on, carry on now.
We'll rollick and play the Eskimo play.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Everybody.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Standing high in.
Sorry.
Hey, Rufus. Rufus, how about some light?
Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter path.
Over here. Well, folks, I guess that about does it for our show. Now bundle up, stay warm,
and come back and see us real soon.
Happy holidays, y'all.
So Disney pretty much ran this show every year. At Disneyland, it was every year until they closed the Country Bear Jamboree to make way for the new Winnie the Pooh ride. And at Disney World, it was until about 2000 that they ran this show. It ran a little bit intermittently for a year or two after that for some period of time. There's a couple of stories about why they may have stopped it, but I think the most compelling one is the fact that there were some copyright issues with some of the songs. Disney was using some of the songs that they assumed were in commercial release and widely available for public use. But a couple of them were not available for commercial use like that, and Disney wound up having to remove the songs from it. And rather than go ahead and retheme it or change the audio animatronics, they just decided to stop making the show. So they don't do the show anymore. It's not displayed anymore, and I really miss it. It was a lot of fun. It was just an entertaining little show that was just something kind of fun. You picture some of the different characters wearing like Santa hats or having lights on them or something along those lines, and you kind of get the picture of it. And I'll see if I can find some pictures of what it looked like, and I'll put them in my show notes. But I hope you enjoy that audio. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And thanks so much for listening. And remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
From all of us, thanks for taking a listen to the podcast today. If you're standing, please hold onto the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the show stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your personal belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand. As this concludes our journey, we hope that you enjoyed the show and that you drive home safely. Our thanks go to Doug at geekacres.net for his contributions to the show, and also to Craig for the original music you hear on the show. You can find Craig's music over at reverbnation.com/soundA. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the show, please feel free to contact Dave at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Show notes and links to other great content on the web can be found at disneypodcast.net. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a podcaster will follow you home.